Thanks, Dave and Bo. Everyone wants to know, how will Mark Sanchez fare in his first regular season start since the end of the 2012 season? Well, before Sanchez looks ahead to the big Monday night showdown with the Carolina Panthers, he took some time this week to look back and thank those who helped him overcome the shoulder injury that cost him the 2013 season.
A few phone calls I made after the game last week to thank some people that have really helped me through. The Jets trainers, John Melody, Greg Rosequist, all those guys. That were so diligent with my rehab process. I called a lot of those people and made sure I send some text messages out right after the game because I couldn't have made it back without them.
Sanchez threw for over 200 yards and 2 touchdowns in his Eagles regular season debut last week against Houston. He said that his job will be much easier against the Panthers thanks to the receivers who caught those 2 touchdown passes, Jerry Macklin and Jordan Matthews.
Well, one, he works very hard. He's a pretty humble guy. He's excited about playing. He's a really good competitor. I think a lot of those things are kind of prerequisites. Obviously, the talent, the hands, the speed, the awareness, those are kind of prerequisites when you get to this level. But he really works his craft with Coach Bick. I think he feeds off of the other receivers. Those guys are a tight-knit group, him and Coop, and bringing Jordan along. All those guys kind of complement each other. And then you add the tight ends and running backs to that, and that's when you can get a pretty special offense.
The Panthers will try to make life miserable in the pocket for Sanchez by unleashing a duo of linebackers whom Chip Kelly called the best that they have faced so far this season in Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis.
It starts with the linebackers and both those guys I said yesterday. It's the best pair we'll face. I think Kuechly may lead the league in tackles, and he's a tackling machine. I think his worst year is 150 tackles, and that I think was when he was a freshman at Boston College. I mean, he led the NCAA in tackles. He's that type of guy. He's just always around the ball. And Thomas Davis, the other linebacker, can really run. Is a physical presence out there. They go together hand in hand. They're on the field all the time. They don't sub and get into sub packages. And even if they do, they're not getting in a dime where they're just playing. They're going to play with those two guys, and there's a reason for it if you have those two type of talents.
I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on the Eagles 360 Update, presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back inside the studio for more with Dave and Bo.